Hi everyone, I'm Dave Chapman and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly podcast from Buffer.
Welcome to episode number 195. I'm Haley Griffiths. Let's kick off the show.
Commerce has been gradually moving online, but over recent weeks, the number of online stores opening up has risen sharply.
According to data from Shopify, new stores created online grew 62% between March 13th and April 24th, 2020. And gross merchandise volume, so that's the total dollar value for merchandise sold online, that has also risen by 46% over the same time period.
Those are huge numbers. With so many businesses moving from brick and mortar to online, and many people embracing their inner entrepreneur and starting new businesses, we've seen a ton of people asking questions around how to sell online.
So to help give you a breakdown of the tactics that work when it comes to online retail, we recently held a Buffer session with Simon Heaton, who is the demand gen lead at Shopify.
In this episode, we'll be sharing Simon's talk and highlighting 5 tips to help you to sell more online.
So whether you are new to e-commerce, an experienced seller, or just looking to learn the best tactics to sell your products or services online, Simon's talk will have something to help you.
So let's jump right into Simon's talk, and Haley and I will be back after to recap some of the learnings.
Hi, everybody. Like I mentioned earlier, my name is Simon. I work over at Shopify, which is an e-commerce platform based out of Canada. So I'm going to talk a little bit about social commerce and then really talk a little bit about how you can leverage social media to market your business and start selling online. So my first tip about selling on social is actually keeping your customers engaged using new features, especially Instagram television or IGTV. And really what's great about this particular social media feature on this platform is that it really helps you build and retain an engaged audience. So if you've never used IGTV before, this is maybe the first time you're hearing about it. Really what this is both a standalone video sharing app and an extension of the existing features on Instagram that actually provides you a separate content feed. What that allows you to do is have almost a second place or a second avenue on Instagram as a platform to really start building engagement with not just your existing followers, but potentially others as well. What's great about Instagram stories as well as Instagram TV is it allows you to also humanize your content. So really when you're trying to use these types of features, it's not always about trying to push direct sales, but trying to develop content that gives kind of a human element or story to your brand or to your products and really tries to build engagement with the audience that's tuning into that. So, you know, they want to hear what your brand's talking about versus being sold to directly. A couple content ideas that I've shared with previous clients that you might be able to use for stories, Instagram TV, and even your general kind of social media approach. There's a couple of them. So going behind the scenes, really showing people how the products are made, what the inner workings of your businesses are, the people behind your businesses. People really love to build that human connection, as I mentioned, to brands so that they know, especially in the realities of today, that they're buying and supporting independent entrepreneurs and businesses. Depending on your business model, you might also want to explore tutorials or how-to type videos for your followers. You can also look at doing Q&As with your founders or some of your employees, really to answer some of the questions about your brand story, the products you sell, how people can engage with your brands. These can be quite effective, especially if you have a good founder or person or personality to put on the screen. So for my second tip, also about reaching more people, but it's actually through partnerships with what I'm going to call micro influencers. So while you can definitely build your audience on your own social media accounts, I also recommend trying to find other ways to develop that audience. And there are many other accounts there, whether it's on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, that probably speak to a niche of consumers that would be interested in your product. And especially in a world where our online browsing is littered with advertisements, retargeting, you name it, consumers are also looking for other means to inform their purchasing decisions. If you're not familiar with what I mean by a micro influencer, really what this means is you don't need to work with somebody who has 1 million, 3 million followers. You can actually get a really effective partnership strategy with an influencer who has maybe 1,000 followers or 10,000, sometimes even in the hundreds, as long as the niche of that content that they're creating really resonates with your product. What we're seeing now is about 82% of consumers would actually agree that they would follow a recommendation from a trusted micro influencer than a larger influencer or brand. And what's great about these is that these can be pretty cost effective, given that you're not necessarily competing with the larger brands to have your product feature with these influencers. So my third selling on social tip is all about turning your support into conversations. So as you all know, you know, when we think of social media, we're primarily thinking about things like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, but actually messaging platforms are another great social media avenue that you have to promote your brand to customers and retain those customers. So really, really interesting stats. There's about 1.3 billion Facebook Messenger users in the world right now. And what we're actually anticipating is by the end of next year, that number is all probably going to increase by another billion users. So that's a lot of people using Facebook Messenger, and it actually positions Messenger as the second most popular social media platform if you were to separate it out from the rest. What's really interesting is there's actually opportunities for you as a brand to leverage these messaging platforms to engage with your customers and your audience to not only provide support, but also drive sales. And there's a few ways that I recommend doing this. So the main way that I do is leveraging an automation tool. So I've highlighted one here that I've used in the past called ManyChat. It's a really great tool that allows you to essentially develop an automation bot that can converse with your customers over Facebook Messenger, answer their support questions, help triage them to your customer service, and really help remove some of that debt from having somebody manually kind of manning the chat there. So highly recommend taking a look at that. What's great about that is the customers can come to your Facebook Messenger when they're browsing online after looking at your brand content. They can ask questions directly to your business without having to, you know, call through to a customer service line and wait on hold or even navigating off to your site. But they can also, if you've integrated with some of your e-commerce platforms, use Messenger to track and receive shipping updates or order updates on some of their e-commerce purchases, which is a really great way to communicate with your customers on a channel that they, you know, that they want to engage with you on. Switching gears a little bit more towards the selling aspect is really trying to integrate your social media platforms and your e-commerce platforms if you are selling online and you haven't already. There's a couple platforms, both e-commerce and social media, that integrate with each other that you can take advantage of some of these features. What's really great about integrating these directly is that it reduces the friction that your customers feel when they're trying to make a purchase from you. I bet you there's a bunch of times, you know, some of us here have been scrolling around on Instagram, you come across a beautiful post with a shirt that you really like, and you're trying to look around the internet forever to try to figure out where you could buy it. Well, with a lot of these integrations, that purchasing process can actually happen right from that moment when you say, hey, I love that shirt, I would like to get it. And by reducing that friction of having to navigate, search, go to your site, you'll actually be able to probably increase the time to conversion and take advantage of some of those more impulse sort of buys that are happening on social media. And my last but not least by any means sale is a little more tactical. And the selling on social tip number 5 is about winning back your almost customers or maybe your existing customers who haven't purchased from you in a while using retargeting. Retargeting is a advertising tactic, for those of you who have not used it, that allows you to reach existing or prospective customers who have shown an interest in your business or product based on their online activity and engagement with either your brand on social media or on your website. So this can range as something as passive as, you know, developing a list that you want to target based on a like or a comment or an action on your Facebook post, or potentially based on engagement to your website and a higher purchasing intent action like adding to cart from your website. So what you can do here, and I'm going to focus on Facebook here, is what you can do once you start collecting these, you're going to have to install a Facebook pixel on your website if you don't have it already, so you can start building these retargeting lists. If you have a developer on your team, relatively simple to get that inputted. There's a lot of great tutorials on Facebook as well. And as you start to build that retargeting list, you can essentially create custom audience groups on Facebook based on different types of engagements that you have. These are some of the most common that I've worked with in the past. So users who have visited your website, generally I use a 30-day window for this. So people who have come to your website, whether they've checked out or not, that's up to you. You can retarget them with some ads about potentially products they were looking at or promotions that you have in market, really to help them come back and make that purchase that maybe they didn't. Another really effective use for retargeting is users who actually initiated your checkout or added a product to your cart, but actually abandoned the cart. I generally have my window here a little bit smaller. What's great about this group is that they got so far in your process to purchase your product that the likelihood they will, or the intent that they want to buy that, is pretty high. So you can actually create a custom audience group focused on people who got that far and market to them directly. With this particular group, I always recommend, if possible, promoting the product that they were looking at or the products that they had added to their cart. And then a third example here is, like I said, users who viewed specific products. Maybe they didn't add them to the cart, but they did come on your site and look at a product. And then what's great is you can use some built-in features in Facebook to actually highlight these previously viewed products. So Facebook has a feature called Dynamic Product Ads, and you can use this to pull your product descriptions, product names, product imagery quite easily from your website and create ads, whether they're carousel ads or one-off ads, to really feature those products in some of your retargeting campaigns. It just helps automate some of the process and get you into the market a little bit quicker.
Thanks again to Simon Heaton from Shopify for joining our latest Buffer session. That was a really great insider look at how brands are using social media to sell online and grow their businesses.
And to quickly recap, here are Simon's five tips for selling more on social. Number one, keep customers engaged with IGTV. Number two, use micro-influencer partnerships to reach new people. Number three, turn support into conversations. I love this one. Number four, integrate your social and e-commerce. And number five, win back almost customers with retargeting.
I also liked Simon's content tips for IGTV. It's something that many brands overlook when it comes to Instagram, but it feels like a way to build stronger relationships with your audience and to grow your presence on there as well.
Absolutely. As more brands are striving to create lasting customer relationships, it feels important to create content that your audience might want to spend a couple of minutes consuming, instead of just a few seconds with a traditional feed post.
Simon's suggestions of product tutorials, team Q&As, and behind-the-scenes stories can also be produced without the need for much budget or time, which is always a bonus because it's a good way to experiment with a new format.
I also thought Simon's tip on integrating social platforms with e-commerce tools was a great one. Over recent years, we've seen Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest make moves to make the buying process easier on social. And it feels like the process of buying a product from social is only going to get more streamlined as platforms evolve.
Definitely. And a few episodes back, we discussed Pinterest shops and how 90% of weekly pinners use Pinterest to make purchase decisions. So if you're selling online right now, it's super important to try to make the social to purchase flow as simple as possible.
If you enjoyed the tips Simon shared today, please let us know. Tweet us at Buffer to share your thoughts.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. We'll catch you next time.